In Nepal today, 62-year-old Salesian Father John Prakash was murdered by members of a group calling itself the Nepal Defense Army, which attacked the Salesians' mission in Sirsia shortly after dawn this morning. The group, which aims to restore Hindu rule to the country, locked one priest in a room and forced Father Prakash to open the safe. Then they killed him. Jesuit Bishop Anthony Sharma is apostolic vicar for Nepal. He spoke with Emer McCarthy about Father Prakash and the political tensions underlying his murder.
He is a Salesian priest working among the tribal people called Santals, both Christian and non-Christian community. And he has been there for the last 6-7 years. And a wonderful man, a big heart, very generous with his time. He never thought of himself, always of the others. And there was a threat already all year, but we thought the matter was settled because we had a little dialogue with them. But then they found some excuse or not to do this to the father.
Can you explain why there is a religious tension at the moment on the ground? Is it religious or is it political?
Well, now Nepal has been declared a secular state. And the new constitution that is going to be written will be a secular constitution. And this has not been a happy situation for the Hindu community, because till now, Nepal was the only Hindu kingdom in the world. So taking away that privilege, as it were, seemed to have affected the Hindu community. Their intention is spread threat, fear, and get the Christians out of the country. But that won't happen.